Good morning. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist of Kent, Church of Kent. We gather as a diverse and inclusive spiritual community that seeks to inspire love, work for justice, and grow a community. No matter your gender, age, economic status, political affiliations, race or nationality, effectual or sexual orientation, spirituality or beliefs, you are welcome here.
As Unitarian Universalists, we light a flame within a chalice as a symbol of sanctuary and safety, to unite us in our worship as a sign of life's beauty and wonder, and to remind us of our ongoing search for the light of truth within us and among us. Our chalice lighting words come from James Durer as we light this chalice. We take those little sparks glowing within all of us and combine them to create this flame. Opening music by Gene.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand, say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I've been finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I've been finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. I tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I've been finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I've been finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I've been finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost.
Good morning. As one of this year's coming of age group advisors, I'm very pleased to welcome you today to our service. As most of you know, I grew up unchurched and a humanist. Similar to the youth in our coming of age class, however, I was interested in a more rigorous study of ethics and principles. This led me, at the time, to a great deal of reading of philosophy and 8 years of competing in debate. It is refreshing and rejuvenating to use these long-dormant skills each week with our youth. We have discussed everything from American democracy, its strengths, challenges, and how our congregational polity is related to it, to a frank conversation on managing stress and how stress is more harmful to you if you believe it is harmful to you. In summary, our youth are passionate about the same social justice causes as most UU: economic inequality, the environment, LGBTQ rights, immigration justice, and racial justice. However, they also have a set of age-specific issues from attending high school, a set of issues that I once also identified with, but was glad to leave behind in youth. One of the key messages I have told our youth has been to come up with what they do believe, as opposed to just figuring out what they do not believe. There is a quote from the movie Secondhand Lions that I've repeated numerous times to the students because I find it very profound on that topic. Sometimes the things that may or may not be true are the things that a man needs to believe in the most. The people are basically good. The honor, courage, and virtue mean everything. The power and money, money and power, mean nothing. The good always triumphs over evil. And I want you to remember this, that love, true love, never dies. You remember that. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. You see, a man should believe in those things because those are the things worth believing in. Come, let us worship together.
Each week we gather for worship, we set aside time to widen the caring ministry of this congregation. We take the time to make space in our hearts and to call into this community of care all we need, all who need our love and support. At this time, will Reverend Stephen join me?
It is with deep sadness that I share with you that Ted and Swanee's daughter, Dorianne, died last night after a long and valiant battle with cancer. We hold their family in our hearts and our thoughts.
For all the names which have been written down and those we hold in the silent sanctuary of our hearts, we give grateful thanks. This morning's prayer comes from L.R. Noss. Get up off your knees. Come out of your churches, your mosques, your temples. God can hear your prayers for peace, justice, and hope in this broken world just fine while you're out creating peace, working for justice, and giving hope to this broken world. When are we finally going to realize that humanity is the solution to inhumanity? When will we finally understand that we are all drops of the same ocean, hurting together, healing together, and hoping together? Don't just pray for hands to heal the hurting. Pray with hands that are healing the hurting. Don't just pray for arms to help the helpless. Pray with arms that are helping the helpless. Don't just pray for feet to respond to need. Pray on feet that are responding to need. Don't just pray for someone to do something. Be someone who does something. Don't just pray for answers. Be the answer.
Begun. The journey of youth is messy, confusing, full of imagination and exploration, laughter, deep, deep feelings, enormous smiles, connections, and big, big questions with answers that they are discovering for themselves now. Friends, this journey is so important. I, along with the guides and the mentors of these amazing youth, have had the privilege to watch them each Sunday explore their place in this world. These youth of ours have inspired me, and I know that they will inspire you today. Our coming-of-age youth have explored these deep questions of life and discovered their beliefs for now. And this morning, they're sharing those beliefs with you, their beloved church community. This is a part of their journey, and these are their faith statements.
My name is Logan Boris, and I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about my beliefs. I believe that life is about making the world a better place. It's about stopping the negative and going above and beyond that by adding to the positive. I believe that stress can be a positive in our lives. It prepares us for what's to come and helps us overcome the changes we face. If we view stress as a positive, it becomes a positive. Ooh. We can't change the past, and we can't change the present, but we can change the future. Every decision makes an impact on the world around us. Life is a series of challenges for us to overcome. We can accept help along the way, and we can choose to give help to others. It's not what we teach, but how we teach. I believe in a simple premise of don't forgive and forget. Forgive and learn from what you learn or from what happened. Don't linger on the negative. I believe everyone has a right to their own thoughts as long as they don't hurt someone else or themselves. I believe that hate is something that comes from within. Hating yourself or your situation leads to hate towards others. If we can help people through their problems, we can eliminate hate and discrimination throughout the world. Hate feeds hate, but love destroys hate. I come to church for philosophical and moral discussions about how the world works and how to make it a better place. I come to church to be with friends and family and people who care. Church saved me at a time when the only place I felt safe was in my own home. Everywhere else, I had to worry about bullying for many different things, for having long hair, for being a vegetarian at the time, for liking school, and for generally just being myself. I come to church because I feel safe. I feel welcome. I feel accepted. I feel like I can be myself, no matter who that may be.
Hello, my name is Allison Vanita, and I'm going to tell you some of my beliefs. My sometimes moody, angsty teenage beliefs. I'll start with something that has influenced and sparked some of my views, music. Music and playing music is very important to me. Playing instruments for others with cello and piano has taught me more than I had ever expected. It has taught me how to listen to others through playing orchestral pieces or blues songs. It's taught me that mistakes and criticism can be positive and helpful. And it has led me to answer the question of what is spirituality. I play many classical pieces which contain no words, so the feeling of the music cannot be explained through lyrics, but only emotion and technique. Robert Schumann is quoted in saying, "To send light into the darkness of men's hearts, such is the duty of the artist." So as I try to convey my emotions to the audience, I feel like the feeling I encounter when playing this expressive music is the embodiment of my spirituality. I feel this connectivity with the notes, something beyond my control, and I believe that that is what spirituality is, a connective feeling to an outside force, whether that be God or nature or music. As a teenager in high school, the thoughts of college and what I'm going to do with my life have often crossed my mind. This pressure of discovering your meaning and your calling can be very stressful. So the question of how do we know what our full potential is, or how do we know when our lives are fulfilled, comes up a lot. These questions scare me. They frighten me. I don't want to think about the future or of getting older or doing all the boring grown-up stuff. I want to be a thoughtless teenager forever. But I've tried to answer the questions of my life and potential to calm my worries. And the best answer I've come up with so far is to just go with the flow. Take it one day at a time, try to do my best each day, and learn from my mistakes when they are made. In the past few months, I have been thinking a lot about just being positive. Being in the climate of high school almost every day has made me realize how negative people can be. Some comments that are made are, "Ugh, I have so much homework. I don't want to take this test. I'm going to fail this test." And then there are the worst comments of judgment. "Look at what she's wearing. That color is not good for her." A quote that I often have to remind myself comes from Gandhi. "Keep your thoughts positive because your thoughts become your words. Keep your words positive because your words become your behavior. Keep your behavior positive because your behavior becomes your habits. Keep your habits positive because your habits become your values." So as I try to go with the flow and try to find my true potential, I will do my best to stay positive. Connection is a concept that has affected my views and outlooks. My connection with peers, with friends, with other adults, and so on, has taught me how to give and get support. It has also taught me a lot about tolerance and respect. I have friends who follow my beliefs and friends with opposing beliefs, and I find myself having to find tolerance and realize that others may have differing views. For example, I have recently made a friend in one of my high school classes who would be considered conservative and often talks about her Christianity. And in our conversations, I've learned a lot about the other side and how her beliefs have impacted and helped her life. Often our conversations can become controversial, and instead of arguing and trying to change each other's views, we just hear each other out and agree to disagree. People sometimes think that conversations with people who have opposing views has to be an argument, and that somebody has to win. But my conversations with my conservative friend are nothing of the sort, just an opportunity to learn each other's opinions. Herbert Spencer said, "There is a principle which is a bar against all information, which is proof against all arguments, and which cannot fail to keep a man in everlasting ignorance. That principle is contempt prior to investigation." Working toward being more open-minded and tolerant with others has given me an opportunity to grow and learn, instead of adding more to the negativity of opposition. And I feel as though I have to address the big question: is there a God? Is there a higher being? And for some people, the answer seems so simple, a straight yes or no situation. But I think the majority is in question. For me, it is such a strange thing to comprehend. You're always taught to respect the elderly because they are wise. But to imagine somebody above the wise, someone all-knowing and all-controlling, is a mind-blowing concept. As humans, we always have the constant need to learn more, to understand the universe, to solve all questions. And I think it may be impossible for a being to know all without effort or question. I stand agnostic towards a higher being, believing that if there is one, they alone did not create our world, because we have proof of evolution and scientific creation. Maybe they could have set the spark to begin our lives, but even that is hard to imagine, because if they were to have created our life and world, they would have had to create the galaxy, the universe, the infinite universes, and so on. Perhaps each world gets their own God. I don't know. And that's the thing. I could stand here for hours thinking of different possibilities, different stories, but I wouldn't get very far. I have so much to do and learn in this world that I can now come to no possible conclusion. Anyways, for me, the knowledge of a higher being does not change the way I live my life. So as I start to grow up, I'll try to seek the answers. And by beginning this search, it has helped me to start my journey. I'll grow and I'll live, and from my life, I may find answers. And I may not, but at least I'll learn.
Hi. My name is Daniel Filippo. I'm sure you all know my dad of the same name. Where my dad has regularly attended the church for probably about 7 years now, I've come less routinely, mostly for the RE classes, especially when my dad is a teacher. We originally started coming after my aunt got married in this very sanctuary, actually. My dad really found his place here and got involved, but my mom, on the other hand, didn't really like it so much. She went to a Catholic high school and didn't really enjoy church as a general topic. But overall, I think the church has at least given my dad and I another place to feel accepted, and I'm truly thankful for that. In coming of age, we were told from the very beginning that this would be our end goal: to be able to write a credo that will accurately represent our beliefs and to present these credos to the congregation. There were quite a few ideas that we were presented with for how to create these credos, so you know what? I'm just going to use them. First, a list of things I value. I value tolerance. I believe that intolerance is one of the big driving forces in pretty much all of conflict. If people could just accept each other's differences, the world would be a much calmer and safer place. I value freedom. The fact that democracy and freedom are valued by our government are key defining factors that make America the great nation that it is, even if it does have a few flaws to deal with. I value friendship. My friends are what keep me going. Without them, I would be a much duller person, and I believe that for the most part, they bring out the best in me. I value perseverance. The ability for people to go through terrible things and come out on the other end is just astonishing to me, and I hope that I will have the strength when I go through bad times myself. And lastly, I value individuality. I think that for a person to be able to be themselves is a basic thing, and is that that should be a right that should be given to everyone and anyone. Now for things I believe. I believe life is extremely significant. Science tells us that everything comes from the Big Bang, and I guess I've come to believe this. Some people have tried to tell me that it can't be that. It's too improbable that of everything that could have come from the Big Bang, we would be the result. But science also tells us that the universe is infinitely expanding, so I guess with an infinite amount of chances, we'd be a possible result. I also believe that people are naturally good, and that it's the things that they go through and the situations that they're in might corrupt that. This is the reason that we should give aid to everyone and anyone who may be struggling. From offering yourself as a friend to helping pay for groceries, I believe everything helps. And I guess lastly, I'll talk about a cause or two that I support. Earth is dying. Generations of people who haven't known what we do to hurt the planet that we call home, and now that we do know what we do hurts the planet, people still don't want to change their ways and attempt to save it. Something must be done. Our prison systems are corrupt, race relations aren't great, and hunger in the United States is an issue that we could surely deal with but haven't. We have a lot to do, but we can make change happen and influence the world for the better. And I've been told that it's pretty traditional to end with a quote here, so I guess I'll give you one. I'll also make it something that I'm sure you've all heard, but I think is a key belief of mine. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr.
I'm Vaughn Wheatley, senior in high school. I think that our purpose on Earth is to make everyone's life better, whether it be by making art, inventing, doing services, or doing something else. I believe that whether we have an afterlife or not, we need to enjoy as much of our life here as possible. I believe that everyone should have shelter, food, water, and health care. We have the technology and the money to give these things to people. With all the hardships poor people have gone through just to stay around, they deserve these things. I believe everyone should get access to all these resources, and there's no reason for locking any of them behind a paywall. I also believe that people's voices should be heard by the government, and that means corporate lobbying of the government should be completely abolished. This would lead to major advances in climate change recovery, as there would be no longer an incentive to lobby. Surprisingly, although this is a little bit stupid, the most inspirational message I've heard is a Tetris strategy. You see, in Tetris, it's very, very easy to make a few small mistakes and get very close to losing. However, with a little effort, it's always possible to salvage what you have and continue going on. In other words, there's always hope for the future, no matter what.
My name is Sophie Grob. I have come to this church with my family for about 12 years. I have always felt welcomed here and been able to come out of my shell through these last couple of years. I have been raised through so many open hands, and that has helped me to shape me to be giving and loving. My family and friends have always been important to me. I love to spend time with my family on holidays and hanging out with my friends I've made throughout my life. I think that having a connection with people is the most spiritual thing to me. So many things make me feel whole, as in laughing, crying, and jamming out to music. But most important is feeling loved and giving love. To me, it is the most powerful connection you can have with somebody. Being able to run is one of the ways I feel connected to myself and the world around me. It is one of my forms of spirituality. It has taught me to challenge myself and to not give up. It has taught me to set goals and have patience through pacing myself. When I run, I can refocus myself and clear my mind. It helps me to calm and center myself within me. I find it spiritual because I am connected with nature and in the present moment. In the fall, I am part of my school's cross-country team. It is important to not only focus on my goals, but also to support my teammates to succeed. In school and in life, it is easy to worry about my own problems, but being a part of the team reminds me to support others and to be aware of their needs. Next year, I will be a junior. I was told this will be the hardest grade with loads of homework, tougher teachers, and more moody kids. But the biggest thing is the stress of looking at the future and the goals after graduating. When I think about the future, I want to bury myself in my bed. But sadly, I have to bury myself in homework. It is stressful to think about the future if I don't even know what I want to do. I worry about college and career and living on my own and making new friends. These thoughts lead to the worst of the worst, somewhere where I dig myself a nice deep hole. After I stress myself out for a few hours and my brain is done with my dramatic imagination of the future, I uncoil myself and realize that if those negative thoughts won't happen unless I continue to believe it that way. John Greenleaf Whittier said, No longer forward nor behind, I look in hope or fear, but grateful in the good I find, the best is now and here. I connect with his words because being able to focus in the present is spiritual to me. Even if it is easier to dwell in the past or future, it is most important to stay in the present. My mom told me that if I continue to eat fast food, then I will become what I eat. If I become what I eat, I must be fast, cheap, and easy. I used to take that seriously, but I think it would be okay with being some fast food French fries. I spiritually relate to this because, like food, thoughts can become a part of me too. If I worry and focus on negative thoughts, then they may as well happen if that is all I can think of. All I can do is learn from today and try to be in the present one day at a time. The thought of God, maybe not a capital G God, but I do believe there is a force that is in nature, and that connects us all. I hadn't put much thought into my beliefs and values until coming to this class. I have so many more ideas and questions now that I've learned more about religion, spirituality, and myself. All these ideas are unsettling and make me want to find the answers, but not the universe's answers, but within myself. I think that these questions are hard to answer because I'm still on my journey. I'm growing and getting to know my beliefs and values. Rainer Maria Rilke said, "Be patient towards all that is unsolved in your heart and try to solve the questions themselves, like locked rooms or books that are written in a foreign tongue." The point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live your way some distant day into the answers. I am content with my past, excited for my future, and loving the present.
My name is Elena Klein, and I'm a sophomore in high school. My freshman year, I had to write a paper about something that I believed in. I thought long and hard about what to say. We looked at some examples, and there were some really unique ideas. I think there was one that was like hot dog or something like that. So I wanted to write it about something that I had always believed in, and that I will always believe in for the rest of my life. I ended up writing it about smiling. I think there is a lot of power in a smile, and being able to put a smile on your face can be a difficult skill sometimes when life gets you down. A specific instance that comes to mind for me is when I was showing my horse Annie at the county fair last year. I had several classes that night, and she was not particularly well behaved in any of them. But there was one class that I entered, and right inside the gate, Annie just stopped. She stood there for a few minutes, not moving. Of course, there were lots of people watching, but I just sat there and let Annie figure out whatever was going on inside her head. I didn't let it get to me. After she started moving, the announcers told me I did a great job, and they were so proud of me for still smiling. I got the biggest round of applause after that class, despite the fact that it was my worst one all evening. Because when it comes down to it, winning is not the most important thing. I was able to show people that this would not bother me and that I would still have fun. Horses are extremely unpredictable, and I think that is something valuable that riding horses has taught me, that you have to be prepared for the most unexpected situations and maintain yourself throughout them. I believe that is important. It was also a good lesson for me. In our coming of age class, we discussed what things we are dependent on for who we are today, and horses were definitely one of the big ones for me. It's really easy for me to say that I believe in smiling, as well as a few other things, such as treating other people how you would like to be treated, showing compassion and kindness, and staying positive. I really try to stay on the bright side of things and help others to do so too. I try to put myself in other people's position and see things with different perspectives. I admit it can be challenging, but I believe the world will be a better place if we all try to think of other people besides ourselves. But I have a more difficult time saying for sure what I believe in when it comes to religion, because honestly, I don't know. I don't know what exists and what doesn't. The thing about believing in things is that a lot of times you have to believe in them without knowing for sure whether or not they are true. It's like diving headfirst into something with a blindfold on. Personally, I'm a real science person. I can trust science because it is proven. With religion and spirituality, I am still discovering what I believe. I do believe that religion and science can coexist. I think my trouble is that I want to believe some things, but I have a hard time putting all my faith into them because they just don't seem realistic. And that's hard because there is no way to prove them. I feel this way about both heaven and God. If someone asked me whether or not I believe in them, I think I would say yes. But in my head, I still have trouble deciding how much I really believe in them. I put more belief into things that I know are true and that I can control, such as my attitude towards certain situations. I believe in living life to the fullest. That is why I'm so involved in different clubs and activities. I just can't get enough of it, and I want to try everything. I love spending time outside, having adventures. I camp, bike, canoe, kayak, swim, run, hike, and more. I absolutely love to travel. I really enjoy going to new places, places across the world that are completely different than anything I have ever experienced. I believe that teaches me so much more than many other things could. I want to go out in the world and have real life experiences. I believe in doing something meaningful with my life and having fun. When I die, whether or not I go on to a life after death, I want to be able to look back on my life and say I lived, because I believe in living, truly living. Thank you.
Hi, I'm not Isabella Folio, as you might guess. I'm Timothy Smith, and I was Isabella's mentor for coming of age this year. Isabella's at an academic challenge this week, so she couldn't be here. So, oh, there she is. So I will read her credo for her. So these are her words. Hello, for those of you who do not know, my name is Isabella Folio. I'm from a small village called Garrettsville and the daughter of Susan Poole Wilkie. And so before I continue on and share my beliefs, I'd like to offer a disclaimer. What I believe now is going to be different from what I believe in a couple years, a couple months, or maybe even a couple days. That's the thing about belief. It comes from our experiences, and therefore it changes just a little every moment of life. So now I'm going to pose a question to you that has had an impact on me. Why believe something if you cannot ever know whether it is real? This single sentence has caused me to evaluate my views and garner a deeper understanding of myself. Religion, by definition, relies on faith. Faith is something we cannot know for sure, but why? Wouldn't it be easier to go through life believing only in what we can understand for certain? Well, either option is tough. However, one thing I constantly find myself trying to achieve is the concept of better, both on a personal scale as well as a more universal scale. I think most, if not all of you, can relate to that. To do this, I need to believe that I can beat the odds, that victory of some sort shall swing on the side of good. That's why I need to get up every morning and enact my vision so it will have a chance of coming true. Spirituality is a form of belief that is influenced by my life a lot. I've grown up with a lot of blessings, but also viewed a lot of injustices. What helps me reaffirm my confidence and determination when I am at my low points. I've been influenced by several sources: the Unitarian Universalist Church, Catholicism, Methodists, ideas from literature, ideas from philosophy, and even excerpts from readings in academic settings. All these puzzle pieces of my life assemble into what I believe, which is this. I believe in empathy. Through my life, I've experienced many hardships because of selfish words and actions. I truly think that if we all had more empathy, we could fix many of society's problems, such as climate change and wars based on prejudice. At the very least, we could judge less and promote understanding. Something else I maintain as true is that we gain strength from hardships that we undergo, though this does not excuse them. I believe that all people are equal. This does not mean that they are the same and should not be considered from the mathematical way, because it's impossible for a person to ever be compared to another for overall value. I believe in a higher power, God, if you will, that is more complex than the human mind can understand. I believe that it is impossible to completely understand something in its entirety because there are so many levels to something. I believe that there is a deep meaning to life and that we are here for a reason, and that whatever happens next is just another part of the journey. Will all this change? Yes, but it means I'm getting closer to my truth, just as you are getting closer to yours. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Lester, and when I was 12, I lost all faith in a higher power. I was messing around in a high school gym with my childhood best friend. We were playing behind the bleachers when they suddenly started to close. I don't remember much, only my fear and our mother screaming our names. I was praying for the bleachers to stop, for someone to hear me, but they didn't. I made it out fine, but she tripped over a stray bar. I ran back in and pulled her foot free. Fortunately, we both made it out uninjured, but in that moment, I knew. I couldn't put my faith in a God, only in myself. I don't know what came over me in that moment, but it has since taught me that you don't need religion or spirituality to be a good, selfless person. Many times I've heard the phrase that you can't be a good person without believing in God. I disagree strongly. If one's only incentive to be kind is the fear of eternal torment, is it true kindness? If one's only incentive to give back is the promise of paradise, is it true selflessness? We as UUs give back and take action for a different reason. We give because we believe it is right. Not out of obligation or want of a reward, but because it is right. I have observed many amazing people in my life, many who are very religious and others with no belief in a higher power at all. I've noticed a singular commonality between them all. They all have a cause that they feel passionately about. While it distresses me sometimes that I cannot distribute my attention equally between all important causes, I've made peace with that. The causes that I have dedicated myself to are issues of racial injustice, gender inequality, and sexual orientation. The things I feel strongly about are grounded in life and the way that we as people live and treat each other. We only have the present to live in and the future to shape. And for me personally, I don't have any time to spare worrying about what comes after this life. I just have to live. I want my life to be filled with love and purpose, and I don't see spirituality fitting into that. And you know what? That's okay with me. My free and responsible search for truth and justice consists of me finding what good I can do with this life and privilege that I have. Thank you.
Now that they're all finished, I think they deserve a very, very big round of applause.
At this time, I'm going to ask the mentors to come up one by one and share with you a little bit about each of their youth and their experience.
I am Logan's mentor. I'm Kat. And I've learned through this process that Logan is a very deep thinker. He cares very much about other people and their rights. And it has been a great privilege to hear his thoughts and concerns about the world, and to encourage his writing and sharing of his credo today.
Hi, I'm Lori McGee, and I was Jeannie's mentor, our fabulous singer this morning. And I learned so much about her. She has such a strength of belief and conviction. She is kind and caring and compassionate. we're supposed to be guiding and teaching them, and really they're the teachers, as you heard. You know, they're amazing young humans. And I personally am excited that the future is in their hands. So it's been a joy. Being a mentor has been a real joy.
Hi, I was Elizabeth Folio's mentor this year, and she's one of the most creative, interesting people I think I've met. One thing I think of is I tossed out a casual comment in a RE class one Sunday. And it's a topic I've been trying to get my wife to talk about for years, but and it's is mathematics created or is it invented by the human mind? And so, and she got so excited about that concept that, you know, we talked about it after class for several minutes. And so it's been a great honor to be her mentor and to be part of the coming of age this year. And I'd do it again. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shana Steinhaus, and I had the honor of being Allison Vanita's mentor this year. And I've known Allison for most of her life, as she and my daughter Sophie formed a friendship early in life through the church community. But getting to be your mentor this year has given me a glimpse into the kind of person that you're becoming, Allison. You're bright, you're thoughtful, you're creative, and you're willing to move beyond your comfort zone to learn and understand both yourself and other people better. You have a quiet and grounding presence. That's how I felt being with you. And you really have a loving nature about you. So thank you, Allison, for sharing with me your thoughts, beliefs, and experiences. I am blessed and grateful to know you.
Good morning. I have to say, I was surprised when I heard that Daniel Filippo had picked me to be his mentor. Because I really didn't know Daniel very well before this year. He was just that guy that provided really reliable data entry for the auction for us. But I have to say, it's been a real blessing to get to know him. He's so intelligent and such a deep thinker and so compassionate. And I really feel blessed that I got to know you better this year. Daniel, you're awesome.
Hi, I'm Randy Leeson, and it was a privilege to be involved with the mentoring program again this year. This is my fourth time, and it always kind of amazes me that anyone thinks I should have contact with their children. But I try to do my best to be both a good and obviously a bad influence. This year, I had the privilege of mentoring Vaughn, and I had not really had a lot of contact with Vaughn before. So this has been a good opportunity for me to get to know him a little bit, and I'm grateful for that. Vaughn is highly intelligent. He is thoughtful, quiet, kind, and compassionate, and very practical. And I think that those qualities are going to serve him well in life. And I look forward to watching your college career, and I expect it will go very well. And thank you for the chance to get to know you a bit.
I'm Mary Leeson, and I am Elena's mentor. And Elena, I thank you for the opportunity to be your mentor this year in the Coming of Age program, and I'm kind of sad that it's over. I'd like it to go on, because you are an amazing young woman, and you are involved with so many different things, from your Biomed Science Academy at school, and participating in all the clubs that you're a part of, showing your horse and being in 4-H, traveling, all the outdoor adventures you have with your family, and giving back to the community. It's an honor watching you grow up in this church, and I'm so excited to see the next steps of your life.
Hi, I'm Amanda Rome, and I had the honor of being Sophie's mentor, and it has been an honor being your mentor, Sophie. Thank you for being open to sharing with me and to this mentorship. Your quiet wisdom and understanding of interpersonal dynamics is well beyond your years. I am impressed by your understanding of the connections between people and the natural world and how that informs your beliefs. I can't wait to see where your journey takes you. You spoke about how that is worrisome to you, but I know that with the support of your family and community and everyone around you, and how how just your belief in the connections between people that you'll be able to succeed. And you don't have to know all the answers right now. So I just can't wait to see where your journey takes you. May you continue to grow and learn from your life's experiences.
We give to remind ourselves how many gifts we have to offer. We give to remember that we are a part of something bigger than ourselves. We give because we believe in music, love, and sacred space. We give with the faith that, together, we have enough. This congregation, the UU Church of Kent, thrives because each of you believe in music, love, and sacred space. And you so generously give your time, your talents, and gifts, and your financial resources. Thank you. Knowing that together we do have enough, we now give and receive the offering as a sign of our shared commitment to the life and work of this congregation and beyond. Will the ushers please come forward?
We have one more very important ceremony to perform today, a bridging. Today we have two graduating seniors, but I do believe I don't see Zach here. Let's make sure. Okay. Vaughn and Zach are graduating high school this year. They are on the cusp of so many changes in their lives. They embark on new adventures, perhaps continuing their education close or far away, perhaps looking for work. Our purpose today is to honor the transition, the bridge, from youth to young adulthood. So I invite our bridger, Vaughn, to please join us at the microphone. It is our hope that this faith community has offered to you the space and support needed to bring you this far on your journey. Our hope for you is that wherever you are in the next few years, you will continue to discover the ways in which you will be called to change the world. You have already changed our world by your presence and your growth here among us, and by your many gifts. If you go far from here, we hope you think of this as one of your homes, and think of us as people who appreciate and care about you. So now I will ask the congregation to join me in the bridging ceremony. Parents of the bridger, could you please also join us up here? The bridger.
You just made that up.
I just made that up, yeah. Oh, did you bring your order of service? Okay, very, very good. The bridging litany is printed in your order of service. I see many young adults here today, too, Vaughn, who are here to welcome you to their side, the dark side, right? So today we mark a transition not only in the life of this graduate, but in the life of his family, who will be changed in the coming weeks and months. And we also mark a transition in the life of this congregation. And so I invite you to join me in saying your part in the litany for bridging, beginning with Vaughn's parents.
We have watched you grow, gaining skills and understanding. We see you now ready to face new challenges. As you enter young adulthood, our love goes with you. We give you our blessing.
Youth.
For your gifts of friendship and joy, we thank you. For memories we cherish, we thank you. As you leave this youth community, we give you our blessing.
Young adults.
For the rich individual gifts of your soul, we welcome you. For the hopes you bring and the anxieties you share, we welcome you. As you join the young adult community, we give you our blessing. May you find among us friendship and support forever, our friends.
Adults, for your many gifts, for your vision and your energy, for your questions and your challenges, we welcome you. As you join the community of adulthood, we give you our blessing. Wherever you go, remember that you always have a home here. And remember that you are beloved upon this earth.
We welcome your blessing and move forward with hope and love.
Now let us recognize Vaughn and honor. Vaughn, in the
boxes over here are a portable chalice that you can take with you as a token of our love for you wherever you go and end up in whatever college you choose. Take it with you, and you'll have a chalice lady.
There is a fountain of youth. It is your mind, your talents, your creativity you bring to your life, and the lives of people you love. When you learn to tap this source, you will have truly defeated age. Sophia Loren.
Go now in peace. Go now in peace. May the spirit